and welcome to Experience Share. My name is Skuntan. Definitely used it.
Skuntank. You've used that for sure.
AKA Tanner Green Ring.
I think you have like sort of a weird perverse attraction to that Pokemon. You talk about it a lot.
Yeah, you think so?
Like you hated it so much that it's kind of like come around to the other side.
It's a limited set of Pokemon I can draw from now to name us after. This was Melly's Pokemon.
Don't get me started on that guy.
I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Frenzied Fielectrode.
Frenzied Electrode. The Lord. The Lord this week.
Lord. Lord Fielectrode. That's going to go right to your head.
Yeah, I like that.
AKA Joshua Fielstead. And we're joined, Joshua Bugcatchers, for the first time.
That's right.
By, I have to, is it Gliscor?
You came up with the name.
Glissorica.
Oh, is the Pokemon is Gliscor, right?
Hi.
Gliscorica.
Yeah.
AKA Erica Hyman. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here. This is the first time I've ever been on any podcast, so hold on to your hats.
Wow. What an honor.
Imagine that. It's like the first time you're playing basketball and you're called up to the Lakers, you know?
It's surprising being that you live in Brooklyn that you have not been pulled into a podcast quite yet. It's kind of the lifeblood of the neighborhood.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, I think it keeps the lights on here in Connecticut too.
Yeah, you got a whole cottage industry.
Welcome to the show. You've been playing along with us.
I have.
This is the first time you're on the show.
That is true.
You are a bug catcher, but also a real life friend. That's a fun facty.
Yeah.
I would love to hear a little bit more about your personal history with Pokemon. And then I also definitely want to hear about your character as well.
Great. I'll start with my personal history. I started playing Pokemon when I was, you know, in 99, 2000, when the craze was going on. I was,
oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was a little girl. I was into the cards, into the game. I was showing Josh earlier. I played Pokemon Blue, went to a Pokemon convention, and completed my Pokedex with Mew. It's like my crowning achievement.
Wow. You got like one of the original events?
I have one of the original event Pokemon where you had to go in person somewhere.
Wow, that's cool.
Legit Mew. I saw and admired.
Feels very like, I don't know, the way you guys are describing it, it feels sort of like gross. It's like a black market, you know?
Yeah. Look at this. Look at this Mew. Smuggled it.
Oh, away. Yeah. This is a legit, it's pure.
What was that like? To actually get that Mew, like what was the scene?
This was pre 9/11, so before the TSA, but it was almost like going through a TSA checkpoint where you waited on a line, and I was in a line outside of some mall in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they handed their cartridge in, and they must have just plugged it in somewhere and just uploaded the Mew.
Wow.
Mew.
Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tech was
Yeah,
there.
The trainer ID was interesting. It was Link with an E, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they chose?
I guess.
Link with an E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end?
Yeah, at the end.
Linky.
Not Link.
No.
Yeah, you got me beat on that. I did get all 151 in my original, well, probably my second or third or whatever it was playthrough as a kid, but I never had a legitimate Mew.
Yeah, I didn't fuck with Game Shark.
I had to. It's the only way to complete that dex.
Wow, pathetic.
Oh, please. You didn't even play it. That's the whole premise of this damn show.
What's your favorite game, Erica?
My favorite Pokemon game? That's a really tough question.
What's your least favorite Pokemon
game? My least favorite is probably... Actually, I really hated Scarlet and Violet, so I won't spoil it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I just was reading, the Reddit today, like, suggested, like, a Pokemon Scarlet Violet subreddit to me, and I read, like, a really long thread about how it still sucks to this day, and it's like,
I
can't wait.
I haven't gotten the DLCs, but just the performance was the big issue. Like, I like the idea of an open world Pokemon game, and we'll talk a bit about why I loved Arceus so much.
Can't say Arsephone.
Could.
But yeah, I was so disappointed by Scarlet and Violet. I would say my favorite is probably I loved Pokemon Yellow because it was in color and you got to have the little Pikachu follow you around. That was a big one for me.
A real swing and a miss that Arceus doesn't let me have anything following me around.
But you can take them out.
Yeah, you can take them out.
Well, I know, but they won't chase me. I want an Unown floating behind me. I found that comforting in BDSP.
That's the other one along with Skuntank that you've really like kind of accidentally Stockholm syndrome yourself with unknowns. Like now you're really into them.
Yeah.
I've taken out the Drift Blim on accident a couple of times, and that is ominous because it just scares sits the shit out there of you. And just stares at you with its dead eyes.
You don't even notice. You just turn around and it's there.
Yeah. And it's unsettling when it comes out in general in battles, too, because, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's just got a secret hole for its mouth. It goes like, whoa.
Oh, I don't.
I'm not running a Driftblim, so I do not have to look at that.
I never thought I'd find myself in this situation, but I really like it.
Josh is baiting me. I told him I'm not doing You Make Me Barfs, and he's baiting me. He's trying to pull me in.
It's like probably my most frequently used Pokemon on the team because its moveset is diverse, other than my complaint, as I said, that it does not have a flying move yet.
Was Pokemon Yellow the game that had Surfing Pikachu in it too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, classic.
Yeah, I still have it somewhere, but Blue has a special place in my heart. It's my first. You never forget your first.
Blue was my original
yeah.
first pick as well.
And then I ran a Venusaur.
I did do Charmander because I did like dragons still, famously.
Oh, yeah.
But I was still like enough of I don't even know what this is. The category of kid that like I still looked it up before I made the purchase. And I was like, well, Red's got that Charizard on the front, but based on what I know, Blue has better Pokemon that I like. So I didn't go for Red as a result. All the Prima strategy guides or whatever I must have like looked at before I bought it.
Wow, you were already like min-maxing before the game even came out.
You know me.
All right, Erica, you've been playing along.
Yes.
But you had done Arceus before.
I had done Arceus, and I am this game playing along with you has made me want to desperately revisit that game and
telling you, Miss Fortune Sisters spinoff.
I mean, I want to complete that Pokedex. I want to complete it so bad. I want all those level 10, you know, all the entries. Yeah. I've got to do it now. It's bringing me back to my childhood. That was what interested me about Pokemon was catching them all. So
yeah, Eric and I texted about this a bit, and she pointed that out. That I was like, oh, that is right. Like this is the first game in a long time where it's first of all semi-achievable to complete the decks, but they did a really nice job of incentivizing you to do it.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun to do.
Yeah.
How about this? Spinoff game, you work for the Miss Fortune Sisters.
Got it.
And you are completing the decks just like in the regular game, but like by any means necessary. You know? So like you gotta get like a complete Mew Dex entry. So you gotta like break into like whatever lab the is holding Cinnabar Mew and Old Hisui.
Yeah, whatever the old-timey lab is, yeah.
I would eat that game up.
Just get on it, Nintendo. Come on.
I missed those Miss Fortune Sisters this week. We didn't see them, did we? I don't think so.
I think we did bump into one on the coast. Maybe it was optional.
Yeah, okay, so you finally went over to the area by Turnback Cave, because I did have that interaction last week, where like Coin, I think it is. It's just like hanging out.
Yeah, I think so.
By Turnback Cave, and you could just fight her.
Yeah. She's just kind of a random encounter.
Yeah.
So tell me about your character. Tell me about your guy. What are you running this season?
So my girl is Jersey.
Good.
I grew up in the wonderful state of New Jersey. And so, I mean, she's just obsessed. And it's probably an unhealthy obsession with the state of New Jersey.
You know, I've only known a few people from New Jersey, but that's a common sort of thread between
having
them.
An unhealthy obsession.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a lot of pride because the country doesn't like us. I think a lot. I blame both the Real Housewives of New Jersey and the Jersey Shore for that. Our reputation was a bit tarnished by that.
So you have to double down. You basically have
you got a rep. You got a rep. There's a girl from my high school who has a tattoo of the state on her foot.
Foot is an interesting choice.
Yeah.
That's pride.
Yeah. I don't really even know what the implication of that is. Foot. Like, basically, the two most interesting places you could put a tattoo of New Jersey would be foot or, like, tramp stamp. And either way, I don't really know. What does it mean? Is that good?
So Jersey is from?
Jersey is from, well,
Earth's New Jersey. Earth's,
well,
oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Well, who knows? She came through the portal.
So you were wormhole.
Well, she doesn't know. She just remembers
classic
the state of New Jersey.
Just like Soren.
Yeah, very similar. Okay.
She, like, she has this faint memory, you know?
I suspect you were wormholed.
I suspect that happened. I vaguely remember that in the opening.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't exactly say where, and she had a phone.
Well,
and did
it's actually Arceus.
Did God speak to Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, we Soren and Doug Farmer both actually had a divine intervention as well. So we have that in common.
Yeah, we had an interaction.
Well, now that it's a safe environment to reveal that, yes, I did. She did.
Doug Farmer shrugged it off.
What kind of mon does Jersey go for?
Whatever Jersey wants.
That's right. Yeah, that's the Jersey attitude, isn't it?
The theming kind of ends with the naming. It's more of an homage to me.
Yeah. That's like a classic, like, Josh team.
Is that happening right now? I'm not sure. I can't say.
Oh, yeah. Definitely is for you. It's a you're both running a classic Josh team.
You're already piecing that together, Tanner? I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Maybe Josh has just been running a classic Erica team.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Of course. Wow.
Whoa.
Neither are a classic Tanner team. Make it as hard as possible on yourself. I guess I'm running
Well, that's the classic Tanner team. Yeah.
That is so true. Tanner, your themes are always the hardest thing. I would not have any fun playing that.
Oh, my team fucking owns this season.
When we went into this show, like, I didn't even know we were going to be doing themes at all. Like, if you've listened to the first episode, that was where I was like, oh, you're doing this whole Mr. Squirt thing. I'm recreating my original Joshua, my original character. But then that's where I, like, retconned, where I was like, okay, well, like, I'll at least, you know, give them all whatever it was, British historic figures, nicknames,
yeah, sure.
So that there was some kind of...
Classic Josh.
kind of thing going on, but, like, over the years, as you could tell...
It's evolved.
Not as much this season, but I got dragged more into, like, doing themes with characters.
Sometimes it gets out of hand, frankly.
I themed when I played along with... Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, which I didn't hate as much as you guys
Grim
did.
Season.
No, I didn't hate it, but I didn't play it the way you guys did, so.
Poorly.
Oh, the Soul Link, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that. But I themed it all on NFL players and coaches.
Ooh.
And I had so much fun with that.
Was Taylor's boyfriend
in
there?
Kelsey was one of my team, yeah. Listen, I knew Travis Kelce before he was dating Taylor Swift, so.
Humble brag.
Was Taylor's boyfriend's teammate with the curly hair
Mahomes?
Who's in all the Campbell's
I'm
commercials?
I'm sure I named a Pokemon Mahomes.
Yeah.
With the Campbell's
okay,
commercial.
Great.
And actually, that might have been Travis's brother, because Travis's brother also plays football.
No, it was definitely Mahomes.
It was Mahomes, okay.
But I have seen that Campbell's that chunky commercial,
too. Well, that goes back to, like, you know, having the mom in the commercial from, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was super fun. I had a lot of fun with names. I would just be like watching
classic
football on the weekend and just like, that's a good name.
Yeah. I think that's also kind of a classic Josh team thing too. You know, just chase your bliss.
Yeah. I do have like a longer term, as you could tell that I've been alluding to, like storyline with Soren. But I have a proclivity when we go into net new games that I've never touched before. I do want to kind of have more autonomy. To be able to choose the Pokemon.
That's fine. Stop trying to reclaim it. We're calling it the Classic Erica team now.
Okay.
That's the pattern, the format.
Classic Erica team.
You lost it. You lost your like hold on the copyright. It's like Mickey Mouse going public domain.
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie, yeah. It's only a part of Mickey Mouse. Disney will let you know that the Mickey Mouse name is trademarked the shit
out of.
What,
you guys work for Disney?
No.
You both just pounced on me.
Just a shareholder. Although, not a good investment.
All right, great. Jersey, you ain't in New Jersey anymore. You're in old Hisui.
Hisui.
What's your Jersey? What's your Jersey's journey been like? So far, we're at Frenzied Electrode this week.
Yeah, it has
been so much that's happened.
Been a delight. This game is delightful. I loved revisiting Obsidian Fieldlands. That's got good vibes all over the place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of Pokemon that just want to come at you. That's more than I remember. I like to stealth. And so I'm using the smoke bombs a lot to really get close to them and catch them.
That one is like the only one I consistently use that isn't just hawking, you know, whatever berry.
You know, I keep forgetting to use it.
I tried to throw things at the Pokemon that they're like, this is going to distract them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. It just pisses them off.
Yeah.
And then I can't catch them. So stealth is the way to go. You got to Assassin's Creed this game.
Yeah. I always have some amount of a penchant for being like a sneaky boy in video games in general. So I'm always crouched and like going from patch of grass to patch of grass.
Yeah. Well, now that we can go vertical too.
Till a Murkrow gets you.
Now that we can climb, we can get above the Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got like a good, you get a good arc on that leaden ball. You know,
Sneasler is not that big.
I was not expecting that one.
This one is. These ones are.
Yeah.
These ones are huge. You can ride in a little basket like the little demon girl in that anime.
Oh, I was gonna say we're Baby Yoda.
Oh yeah.
Grogu is what I was thinking of too. Like you just get tossed in a basket.
I love the little eyes. It was my item finder. We can just do it. The Sneasler Ocarina song. It's what you learn.
Yeah, we get Sneasler this week. Regional variant of a Sneasel, obviously.
It's huge. It's like 7 foot tall.
This one I'll say, obviously I love the ability of being able to climb. And that solves my question from a couple of weeks ago when I was like, why can't I get this fucking wisp that's up at the top of this hill? Or like cliff or whatever. So now we can do that.
Got it.
Of any of the regional variants from this game so far, I do not really like Sneasler, I'll say.
Too big? Too slender manny?
Yeah.
I don't mean to get philosophical about Sneasler, but have you guys thought about the like ecological impact of these Pokemon from Sinnoh that are just no longer here? Like, did they just go extinct?
Yeah, it haunts us every week.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely. Is like Ursaluna just like, it went extinct for some
reason?
It's
gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Sneasler extinct for some reason? Like,
no, it's not for some reason. We figured it out too because of Kleavor. It's survival of the fittest. What is going to survive like better? Like a metal covered Scizor or like a rock Kleavor?
Yeah.
Right.
In this hard world, in this hard, harsh world.
This is actually a dark game, if you think about it.
I know.
It's a little confusing with Bascu Legion, because isn't that a ghost? So why wouldn't there just be more of those?
Have you ever met a ghost?
Maybe ghosts can die, too. Have you ever seen Coco?
How do you know ghosts can't go extinct?
Wow, you're right. Yeah. I don't know what the afterlife of afterlife is, so hard to say.
We're so far off topic.
Yeah, all right. Tanner, take the wheel. You're supposed to keep us on the tracks.
What has been the highlight of the journey so far?
Well, the highlight, I actually think, to bring it back, is actually being able to climb with Sneasler. Because I played this before, I did know Sneasler was coming. So playing the other ones and the other areas without Sneasler bummed me out. Like, I was, like, playing the other games and just being like, man, I really just want to climb. And I'm like,
oh, I know. It makes me feel like a numbskull that I was, like, trying to, like, glitch the game.
Me too.
Like, trying to, like, jump Stantler over, like, impossible crevices. It's like, just be patient, idiot.
I was not expecting Sneasler at all. I thought, like, there definitely has to be a way that we can get up there to those wisps, for example, that were on Cobalt Coastlands.
Goodra!
But I thought it'd be, like, flying or something.
The only other, like, Hisuian variant I know of, client, like Goomy up that wall, you know?
Yeah.
I'll hold on to your little tail shell. Or a saddle on it.
That would be cute.
That would be good.
That would be cute.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's an oversight.
Any lowlights from the journey so far?
Yeah, I hate the Crimson Mirelands.
What?
Bad vibes. Everyone's coming at you.
Oh yeah, dark energy.
Every time you go through the bogs and stuff, the Pokemon are trying to kill you at any given point, and then you're constantly having to have to throw out a Pokemon. As I mentioned, I just want to stealth my way through this game, and you can't do it in the Crimson Mirelands.
Yeah, this is old Hisui, Erica. You get a cowboy up.
I know.
Get on that weird deer.
I know. Yeah.
Weird. That's my least favorite part about the Crimson Tide lands is your weird deer gets dirty.
Oh, I actually thought that
cool.
was genius.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
But I don't like that my beautiful weird deer got so dirty, you know?
Your Ursaluna also gets dirty, which is quite majestic.
That Ursaluna scares me.
I just like barely ever have it out.
Sort of like a titillating way.
Barely. Get it?
Yeah. No, I love it. Oh, Crimson Mirelands are a great place to go. Like, I had a lot of fun with the Ursaluna this week.
Oh, yeah. I had to use it to, like, hunt down some lady who kept getting lost.
Yeah. Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Wanda?
Yeah, her brother was like...
Just got the pun.
Thanks. Oh, shit. I thought you meant my barely joke. Now I get it, too. Yeah. I get that one also. Okay.
Yeah, I did not. I'm not going to admit that I got that joke originally.
Last week, we left off in the Molten Arena, where we took down a baby.
Baby.
The Growlithe.
Baby Lord.
That had been forced to evolve into a giant Lord Arcanine.
Yeah.
And then his dad, Mufasa'd, we left, and then we are now back in Jubilife. And we've run into our associate, Jersey, fellow Survey Corps member. Hello. Welcome to the team.
Greetings.
My name is Doug Farmer. I actually have zero interest in the Survey Corps. My one and only thing is slugs.
Slugs.
That's right.
You're going with invertebrates.
Well, yeah, if I have to, I'll slum it with invertebrates. But really.
You'd rather slug
my
it.
My thing is slugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm Soren. I don't know how the hell I got here. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm a little fuzzy.
If we do our Jubilife business.
Yes.
Captain Kamado calls us up. And is that his name?
Yeah. Well, Commander. Show him some
Commander
respect.
Commander Kamado.
Tanner.
Jesus.
Commander Kamado.
I already gave him like the highest level title I can think of, and it was still wrong.
Captain is Celine is only a captain.
They have different offices.
Yeah.
It's like apples and oranges.
Different floors. Kamado's at the top.
They're big on their hierarchy.
We have a meeting with him, and it's rudely interrupted by...
Melly, right?
Melly, sorry. I couldn't remember.
This Melly, I guess I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to say
Smelly Melly.
Trainer danger. Huh? I do not like Melly at all.
Trainer danger is right. Mean.
So rude. Like this hipster doofus with like this indifferent, blasé attitude about everything.
Hat is too big.
Dumb hat. Yeah.
The only thing I like about Melly is he doesn't really care about gender norms. I definitely misgendered Melly for like the first couple islands.
Buddy, we do that in like every other episode. We're trying to get better at actually looking.
Yeah, no, I decided because when he showed up, I was like, man, that's beautiful hair they have on this lady. And then I was like, you know what? I respect. They got to show respect if you don't care about gender norms. I love that. I love breaking boundaries.
He covers up his beautiful hair with a bad hat.
I love hats.
And he's a mean person.
Yeah, you know, he's a terrible
personally mean person.
He's the rudest
and
one.
And he's got a stinky Pokemon, Skuntank. And when he sent Skuntank out, first of all, he budges into this meeting with Commander Kamado. And he's like, oh, my invite must have gotten lost in the mail. It's like, get out of here, guy. Who are you? What are you, eight?
Who uses that line?
That's some like Real Housewives. I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives lately. It's embarrassing, which is why I'm saying it on the internet. But but that's something like the Real Housewives would pull, which is just like, they must have forgotten me on the invite. How dare they?
Melly wasn't on the invite because Warden Ingo was on the invite.
Now, Ingo, that's a banger. I like Ingo a lot.
Ingo's a cool dude.
Do we want to talk about who we think one or both of them is? Like, who's their, who are they the ancestors of?
Yes. Let me hear who you think Melly's current day progeny.
Huh? I think I'm
Bloodline.
Thinking of...
After this break!
God,
you're such a sucker.
Man, you got me good that time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Joshua. Welcome back, Erica. Welcome back, bug catchers, to Experience Share. We are just starting our journey, honestly.
We're finally getting into it.
You had some thoughts about the lineage of
some
of the characters this week.
So Melly specifically, I'm trying to find, I think it was an Alola trainer.
Wow, crack journalism.
Wasn't there some guy who also had an attitude, or I don't know what, I can't remember what the gender was.
Gonna look up in the trivia of Bulbapedia, thank you to the tireless.
Maybe it wasn't Alola, but there's some person who I thought was a water leader who had like the whole outfit with the like fins and the like, it was all blue. Who the hell was this? Nobody, this isn't connecting for either.
You know what? Melly is sort of dressed like a Zora.
That's what I mean. Like this gym leader, I think it was a gym leader, could have been a trial captain, but had Zora vibes.
I'm looking at the concept art that I'm putting in the chat now, and it's like, it's definitely like hard Zora vibes. That's what they were going for with the hat and the like sort of octopus-like, tentacly, braidy, long hair.
Yeah, it's Zora vibes for sure, but I guess I'm not positive like who Melly is the ancestor of in Pokemon.
I'm not getting a hit.
Editor's note from Fjellectrode here, and I looked it up. Marlin, the gym leader of Humalau City, is who I was thinking of, who is a water type gym leader. But if you look at Melly's page on Bulbapedia, it doesn't say anything about him either being a current Poke Earth denizen, nor did he have any descendants, which isn't surprising given how rude he is. So now you know.
I'll say this. Ingo is not the ancestor of anybody. Ingo's a worm blood.
Yeah, Ingo is like Sorin, where
like us.
He just has absolutely no idea how he got here.
I know who he is. I know his secret.
So my guess...
Because I'm from the future.
My guess was that...
And I looked it up.
Josh's guess, not Sorin's guess, was that Ingo was going to be the ancestor of... Or was Drake. The Hoenn...
Rapper?
Elite Four. Yeah, maybe. It could go either way.
Be odd.
The rapper or the Hoenn Elite Four dragon dude.
Erica, did you recognize either Melly or...
You know, I
Ingo?
Didn't, and even though I had literally just played through Diamond and Pearl, I had zero memory of any of the gym leaders there.
Cyrus, and yeah.
I'm not good with, I am so bad with the lore.
They have to really hammer it into me when I, like, Ingo makes a real big point of it. He's like, I'm getting through the warp hole, and like, I don't, like, I know I'm from, like, a different timeline, but I don't remember who I am. And I had then had to go look him up.
Yeah, he was very memorable.
The pit got opened up by shout out to Pokemon Crossroads on X, the site formerly known as Twitter.
Well, get on Threads.
We've been doing Threads weekly, responding to the show, saying where a character is in the timeline, or you know, whoever their generations later, whoever they became, their family line.
I'll tell you who Warden Ingo became. Nobody. Well. He is the man who he became. This is the dark timeline for him, I guess, because he's stranded in the past.
So I have a question about Warden Ingo. Why? He's been there for a while, and there's this lovely city, and there are all these clans. Like, why does he look like he's like been shipwrecked? Like, he looks like he's been marooned on a desert island.
Yeah, why did he clean himself up?
I mean, maybe he's like a soldier, like on some, like, island in the Pacific who hasn't like quite realized that he's in the past yet.
Oh yeah, like those Japanese army guys who were stranded on islands out in the Pacific, and then some of them didn't even know until they were found in the 70s that the war was over.
So he's like, he's just clinging on to like his former identity, because he used to be one of the two subway warden bosses in Black and White 2 at like the, I think they were at the bottom of like the city, is that right? Black City.
Yeah.
Do you remember those subways?
Yeah,
the subway.
The subway wasn't, it wasn't white, or it wasn't the Black City. It was like, it was the center city in Unova, where you could like go see the fake Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
That's where you had the battle subway and stuff.
That's right. New York City.
Battle subway.
Yeah.
Yes. Ingo is, he's one of the two like mini bosses on the battle
that
subway.
That is a hilarious person to have sent back and then made into a main character in this game.
Under Nimbasa City.
That's it.
Nimbasa
City. Yeah. What a weird choice, right? What a weird narrative choice to be like, we're going to send the subway boss back, and to make sure that you know it's the subway boss, he's still in his like tattered subway uniform.
Yeah.
He has no memory of it. And also he's the warden of like a huge Sneasel.
Maybe it's
Slender Man Sneasel.
Maybe it's a fashion statement, you know, like wearing.
I worry for him.
Fucked up jeans.
He seems haunted. He seems distant.
Oh, he's absolutely haunted. He has seen some things that he does not remember, and he is very messed up about it.
Oh, 100%.
I'm afraid for him.
He's on watch.
He used to be so much more ship shape, you know? He seemed so like officious, but now he's like a wreck.
Well, we haven't even gotten to that yet. Where even are we?
Well, we're Melly's interrupted. We're off. We have to go do a bunch of battles with Adaman and Ingo, but then we're sort of unleashed on the Coronet Highlands for the first time. There's someone pesky is like keeping us from getting to the top of the Mount Coronet by removing torches from caves and just creating obstacles. It's Melly. Melly, it's fucking Melly.
Who would have fucking thought, of course.
You have to fight Melly. He says, show them the true meaning of silent but deadly when he throws out his gun tank. Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If I had to talk about You Make Me Bar Pokemon, it's going to be Skunk Tank.
Good.
Whose name I can never get right.
Good choice.
It is terrible. I mean, I hated running into that Pokemon all the time in the Mirelands. Just hated it.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They are
nasty.
They'll
fart their little stink bombs.
Trumpy hair. When it uses the moves too, I think I mentioned this already. Where it like, yeah, all of its hair like opens up like a star. It's disgusting.
It's so gross. Why would you? I mean. There are people on Instagram who have skunks as pets, and it is something I will never understand. Oh, have you not ended up?
How'd you end up there?
Have you not ended up on? Sorry.
Oh, are you looking? Are you thinking?
No,
about it?
I've ended up on like.
Are you interested?
Pet squirrel Instagram at various points in my life, and it's a short hop from pet squirrels to having a skunk.
Yeah, they get their hook in you.
Or raccoons. People have raccoons as pets.
I mean. I would take a raccoon over both of those other options, but
I once drove to a wedding with someone who had rabbits as a pet and talked about how much of a nightmare it was. So I feel like I couldn't handle
rabbits a nightmare.
Yeah, I heard rabbits are the most expensive pet to have.
Wow.
Look who's scoffing at nightmare pets, Joshua. Oh, I have to feed my exotic cats like
all their prescription foods. And
guinea fowl from Galapagos.
Raw chicken. Yeah. I'll say this. Who the hell approves the wardens?
Yo, I
Melly
think it's the
has
Pokemon.
One level 40 Skuntank.
Rex.
It's no wonder these Pokemon lords are completely out of control. Like
The Pokemon.
Who
the
elected
Pokemon
these
are bad
people?
At choosing.
The Pokemon choose it. It's like they're chosen.
Oh, so do they want a chump? Like, is that like Lord Electrode's like, I just want a plant.
I'm not in Electro's head.
I think you're right. I think they choose a warden who like represents them best, and that's why Melly is a stinky Skuntank.
Yeah, I think they're less wardens than wards of the Pokemon.
That's a good way of putting it.
Like
yeah.
Robin.
Yes, like Robin.
Yeah, they have a charge.
Yeah, but like Robin before he becomes like anything, just like a whiny little kid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly how Melly is.
Yeah.
Ingo's cool. I can get with Ingo.
I like Ingo a lot. Yeah. And Soren can relate to that story where it's like, I don't know how I got here. I just got
sucked through a wormhole.
Just trying to make a damn living.
Jersey identified really strongly with Ingo.
Oh, Subway. Two Subway bosses.
Yeah, Jersey had a lot of experience with Subway. It's something like calling to her. She's like,
yeah, it's just so far away. No, see, Jersey fucks with New Jersey Transit.
Oh, I've had to ride that before.
Not the Subway.
So she can really deal with anything. Although I think I would probably rank Metro North more brutal than New Jersey Transit.
Excuse me?
Metro North is
pretty
brutal.
It's pristine. How dare you?
It's a jalopy.
You know, I had to commute when I first started working. I had to commute on New Jersey Transit every day. This is an incredibly localized conversation.
No, it's fine.
But I had to commute every day, and it was like a 90-minute commute from where I was living, which was my mom's house. And
she lived with my mom.
It sucked. I definitely don't advise living an hour and a half from New York City if you have to commute.
No, I would.
I definitely don't advise living outside of New York City either.
Yeah, do not live an hour and a half outside of New York City at all, under any circumstances.
Yeah, because you're just going to be on some sort of terrible mass transit, because infrastructure.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert Moses.
We have to climb up this fucking hill. It's covered in bronze dongs and other, like, what are the glycers?
Yeah, Gliscor's, Onyx. Ooh, I fought a really scary Alpha Steelix.
I saw that thing.
I couldn't do it.
And caught it.
I did catch that one, but the, I do one minor complaint is that I would say, like, why am I fighting a warden who has a level 40 Skun tank? And then I'm also going up against a level 73 Alpha Probopass. Did you meet that one?
That Alpha Probopass, like, fuck.
The alphas are completely unhinged.
That whole
now.
Area was hard.
Like, they're all like 68 and up.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't fight any. I fought the Steelix just because I knew I could do like one hydro pump and it would like barely live and I could catch it. But like everybody else was like, even the Probopass, I was like, I gotta get out of here. It's curtains.
I don't think the game like progressively levels up the Pokemon per the region. And so that's just like a little treat for later when you're higher level.
Yeah.
I think that's what that
is. Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's brutal. But it's also like some of the grossest Pokemon I've ever seen as alphas.
Yeah, it was gross.
And we're not doing barfs this season. But, you know, if we did do one, climbing up the top of a snowy hill in like dense whiteout fog and coming across a glowing red-eyed Electrovire at the top.
Oh,
of the
I
mountain.
Didn't see that one.
I didn't see that.
It's like the Himalaya ride at Disney World.
I don't know that one.
Like you're at the top of the summit and like you're like there's wind blowing everywhere and there's just this awful like beast at the top with glowing red
that
eyes.
That is
and, like,
scary.
Penis tentacles. I hated that thing. Anyway, we're not doing barfs this season.
There was a lot of talent though in general.
Oh yeah. Do you want to can I mention two honorable mentions that I saw and caught along the way?
Yeah.
It was my fourth or fifth first shinies.
Wow. Oh, I caught a shiny this week too.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What about me?
Okay.
No.
Did you?
No.
Oh.
I caught two.
I caught a shiny Magmar.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, it was like it had like instead of the orange, it was like pink.
Ooh.
It was pink.
Ooh, I like
Ooh, that
it.
That is kind of cool.
I like
How
it.
How does it look when it grows into a Magmortar, though? Is that cool?
Ooh.
I like it.
What did you catch?
Well, first I was running down the side of the slope at Obsidian Fieldlands or whatever it's called, and something caught my eye. It was not a regular Geodude. It was a beautiful, shiny, golden Geodude. So threw a ball at that, captured. And then for my next one, I have to introduce a segment.
A new one?
Portal Poppers! Any notable portal popping this week from either of you? Erica,
I didn't see a single portal this week.
I did. There was a Sylveon in there. And then just like a lot of Pokemon I've seen before. But then the Sylveon was quite pretty.
Sort of exotic though, you know?
Yeah.
They put a little bit of like seasoning on them.
Seeing evolutions in the wild, and I have a comment about another one of those later on, is always seems exotic. Even though I've seen...
It feels special.
Seen all of them countless times. They still feel very rare.
Doug Farmer Slug Charmer was portal popping and got lucky enough to encounter a shiny Porygon.
Oh, shit.
So I caught that too. Oh. And that thing doesn't have any bones, so I can run it.
That's what we decided. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Well, Erica, yeah. What do you think? Is it a
it's
slug?
It's a computer program.
Yeah, I don't think it has bones. I don't know. I don't know enough about Porygon, nor do I know its Pokedex entry to assess that.
and definitely doesn't have bones. And let me consult.
It doesn't have
bones. Doug's slogan again: bugs, slugs, crabs, clams, little octopods, and other boneless pods. If it ain't got a bone, the ball's getting thrown.
I guess you did work in a little bit of a loophole there because it's, quote, other boneless bods. So I guess that's how you can get away with it. You let's really exploit that last one.
I haven't put it on the team yet because I would have to level it first. But I think we've already given a pretty clear green light on Porygon Z as being a slug.
I didn't say it was a slug. I was
just
saying,
you've sort of signaled pretty hard to me, Joshua, that you agree that Porygon Z is a slug.
I didn't think it's a slug.
So
I just
think it's a pretty slippery slope then for Porygon
it.
To be a slug as well.
Yeah.
Even though it's definitely not slug-shaped in any way.
Yeah.
Great. Portal popping is done. We've still got a frenzied Electrode at the top of this hill to go tackle.
Yeah. You go through just like... Oh man, what do you go through? Like ancient quarries, one of them. Like
go
wayward
through a quarry,
cave.
You go through a cave, dark cave full of scheming gold bats, and
that alpha crobat that was terrifying and
scary.
I couldn't catch it, and it got me down to like one Pokemon, and then I had to just kill it because I was like, okay, I guess I'm out.
I think the Steelix we talked about earlier, that was the case. I was like, I'm going to catch that fucking Steelix. And then I went and battled it, and it was like, that thing almost wiped me.
Yeah.
I saw the levels on those alpha Pokemon and was just like, you know what? I'm going to go not do that.
Yeah. I'm avoiding them now. I've stopped approaching all of them, which is what I historically have done.
This is where our paths have diverged, I guess. As we'll get into and level check in a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, before we get up to big, nasty Fielectrode, let's talk about our favorite side quest of the week with Request Ranking! Request Ranking! Woo! Erica, I would love, did you capture a request that you both loved and... despise this week?
Yes. This is continuing on my Ursaluna obsession this week in the Crimson Mirelands. I know we're elsewhere, but I went back there and it's open world, man. There are no rails.
We do whatever we want.
Yeah.
So
it's like Outback.
I found Wanda. She had gone astray is the name of the quest.
She'd Wanda'd.
Yeah, she wandered. Thank you, Josh, for that.
Just to make sure everybody understands now.
Her brother is a little overbearing and is like, my sister's just going to get lost everywhere. You got to find her. And I loved it. So when you are searching for her, Ursaluna's little... The radar is blue. Mm-hmm. And that's the sign that you're on her scent. Boy, must she be wearing some really stinky perfume.
Yeah, it's like pre-deodorant, you know? So I think everyone just sort of has like a pretty like noticeable musk.
Do you know how pungent that has to be to come through in the Crimson Mirelands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it stinks. It's like acidic bog there too.
Ursaluna's tracking you down a half mile away because you smell so much more distinctively worse than the fucking bog that surrounds all of us and all the skuntanks.
No wonder this thing went extinct. It's like pulling that thing into its lungs all the time.
Yeah, but it was fun because as you get on the scent, Ursaluna just moves faster, is very rewarding.
You pick up some treasures on the way too.
Yeah, the treasures are great.
Except in the Crimson Mirelands, and then I'll talk about this with my worst quest, is you pick up a lot of mud.
Oh, mud balls. Yeah.
I thought you were going to mention the odd poems that I keep up.
I found a lot of poems. I don't know who wrote them. I suspect that is a mystery to be solved in the postgame.
They really like stop down every time you find one and there's like a cutscene.
Yeah.
Have you found a poem yet, Josh?
I haven't gotten a poem yet.
I think they mostly describe events in history and seemingly like discuss legendary Pokemon.
Oh, like the legendary Gulpin egg? Is that in there?
I think I haven't gotten that one yet,
scroll.
But I think I will.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that one. They were like vague and I could tell they were referencing things I didn't remember from past games.
Yeah.
Which was very annoying.
Yeah, you would expect maybe two people who were like mainlining the Pokemon games I mean, according to Malcolm Gladwell, at least, experts at this point.
Oh, so he listens to
remember
to
any salient details of the Pokemon universe.
I haven't gotten a poem yet, so I can't comment on this one.
I actually found most of the mud and poems during my finding this fucking charm in the swamp quest.
Oh, yeah, that one was bad. I just did that a couple of weeks ago.
I lucked out.
That one was so bad.
It was like by that big hippopodon.
Yeah,
right?
An alpha hippopodon.
Hippowdon?
Yeah, I think I was just there to fight the hippopodon.
And I didn't want to fuck with him. And I was busy running through that swamp on my Ursulina because I'm like, surely it's going to be a scent that I can pick up. And instead, it was just this little sparkling thing in the mud that my Ursulina did jack shit to find.
Right.
You just got to find it yourself.
After like the fourth pile of mud I found, I'm like, what am I even doing here?
Joshua, best quest.
Eevee's Evolutions.
Eevee's Evolutions.
Did you do that one?
What was it?
That one's just kind of a delight, I think. I wasn't, as I mentioned.
You learn how to make the muffins?
Jubilife muffins. So I like the storyline. I'm intrigued to see where it goes. This is with Flauro. Anyway, this guy who has an Eevee, you meet him early on in the game, and he wants to make a cake, or make a treat.
Cake boss.
His like family's recipe. And it's called a Jubilife muffin. And the first time you do it, you make that because he's trying to win over this Eevee that he has and like, you know, convince it to like love him.
Right.
Fast forward. So you do that. And now the next one in it was you go over to his house and he's like, my Eevee's gone. Like, my Eevee's gone. My Eevee's gone. Like, what do I do? I heard that it's around Galaxy Hall. Why is this guy not searching around Galaxy Hall for his beloved Eevee? I don't know.
Yeah, you go do it. Survey. Everyone has this attitude with the Survey Corps. They're like, you go do it.
Right.
Like, what do you mean I do it? You go do it.
Well, we must be like taxpayer funded.
It's like people who collect carts in parking lots. You know, everyone has this sense of entitlement with the Survey Corps around.
I assumed this was like gig economy shit.
Oh.
Fiverr, like Uber drivers or something, and we're just out there to do their bidding.
Yeah.
And we'll take whatever pittance they're offering us.
I gotta tell you, you come back with like 10 or more Pokemon to the guy with the little hat on.
Professor Levinson.
And he'll give you like $10,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always.
He's like, good job.
You gotta have 10.
Gotta have 10. Gotta have like a Newmon in there or complete a Pokedex entry. And then you're just like rolling in it.
I've met a few collectors. Well, I haven't. Doug Farmer has. Doug Farmer's met a few collectors who love to sample exotic Pokemon tastes. And he's kind of gotten a taste for it as well. So my favorite quest of the week was what a massive mushroom.
Well, wait, I didn't even finish saying what happened on that storyline with the Eevee.
Yes, you did.
You go.
Eevee did the Jubilife muffins.
You find him in Galaxy Hall, and it's an Umbreon now, and that's why he didn't know what had happened.
Got it.
And we know, you know, that's a friendship, and at night, and it's like, oh, so it's beautiful, like this Eevee really does like his trainer, and it became an Umbreon, and then you give it a Jubilife muffin, and he's like, oh, it loves that. It's my Eevee. It's an Umbreon now. So
yeah, Umbreon's the best Eevee evolution, too. So
I just thought it was cute. Plus, you get a rare candy, and it's like super easy.
Umbreon's great, and actually, Shiny Umbreon might be my favorite Shiny Pokemon.
That one's sick.
Wow, what color is it turn?
It's like a blue. Is it blue?
Like Electro blue. Yeah.
It's electric blue. It's That's gorgeous. Cool. I have it somewhere. I used to be a Shiny hunter. Playing Pokemon, and I have like an entire collection of shiny Pokemon I've caught in mainline games.
Hell yeah.
Now that I've got that scent of blood, you know, now that I've caught two first shinies for the fourth time, I'm like, oh, I gotta get more shinies. I wanna get some shinies.
Yeah,
slugs.
I have them all in like my Pokemon home, just sitting there for me to marvel at.
Pass on someday.
Beautiful.
You know? Yeah, and someone to inherit.
Okay, now Tanner,
what a massive
tell us
mushroom.
About your massive mushroom.
There's a character. There's a character called Morel. Moral. There's a couple characters. They're like connoisseurs.
I don't even think that I unlocked this request. I don't know this one at all.
It's a good one. It's
very
funny.
You guys got me hunting down exotic comb.
Where'd you
flavors?
Meet this guy? The
in a house
mushroom one.
Yeah,
we just walked into his house
on the deep web.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's got me on a shroom hunt. So he's like, get out there, find me the most exotic mushroom flavors you can find. So I bring him back a Parasect, and I'm like, wouldn't it be fucked up if we ate this thing? And he's like, let's do it, buddy. He was like, Hannibal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You ate a Parasect?
Well, I don't know. The reward was like a truffle.
Yeah. The
Isn't
guy,
that a mushroom?
The guy was like, find me this mushroom, and you show it a Parasect. And it's like, wait, that's a Pokemon.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Well, not really. It's kind of a mushroom, though.
It's mushroom slash the, like, Pokemon. Yeah. Listen, there is a Bulbapedia page. It's one of my favorites on food in the Pokemon universe.
Oh, I've been there.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's a delight in a dark, grim way. That fits. They could be eating that Parasect, and we just wouldn't know.
Oh, definitely. Josh, worst side quest.
Keep an eye out for Aipom. Did you do that one?
Didn't we have to like make a camp or something?
No.
It's off to the side. I think this was Cobalt Coastlands because I went back there.
Why did you hate that one? It was like so easy. It took like 2 seconds.
Because I'm annoyed by Aipom. Obviously, I don't like Aipom.
Oh, yeah.
But then I'm just annoyed by like it was so trite.
Yeah.
That.
Sometimes they just annoy you.
I'm bothered. Like the setup is that these two Aipoms stole this guy's bag. And he like doesn't have the guts to go and deal with these Aipom. And so you just have to follow them.
You think it's a Detective Pikachu reference?
Maybe. That would make it better. But it's basically you follow around these two Aipom for a while. And then you have to fight them.
They don't go
them.
Very far. They don't go very far, though. They're like in the same little grove.
Yeah. I just didn't like it.
I mean, it's not like you have to catch like a bajillion Floatzel and they like have to be a certain size.
Oh, yeah, that one was.
That, I like. Just
I don't think
that
we
one
had
done.
That segment at the time. That would have been the worst request at the time. And that guy's a freak. He's like, I gotta have a weasel that's at least 2'8". And I love how big its sacks are or whatever. I put it on the Instagram a couple of weeks ago.
We're not doing You Make Me Barfs this season.
Okay. Well, that guy's just a freak. The Floatzel and Buizel are fine looking.
It became so routine that every time I was out, I would just catch as many Buizels as I could and just check in with him and be like, are any of these big enough? And be like, nope, sorry, I want one that's 2.8 meters. And it's like, I don't know where to find this fucking like hulking Buizel you're looking
you know,
for, my
take,
guy. I
think
I eventually caught an alpha.
Yeah, take a fucking Floatzel. It's like 4 feet tall.
Yeah,
just take it.
Get out of my face. Yeah, it's better. It has better stats too, idiot. Getting help from Machoke.
Oh.
Speaking of perverts.
That was my runner-up. I think I already complained about that whole setup last week, though. Getting help from Machoke.
He makes you fill out Machoke's
getting
decks.
Help.
There's only one Machoke available. And it's an alpha Machoke, so it's like the only one you can like.
There's occasionally one other one, but that's it. Yeah, there's never more than two.
You fill out the decks, and this Bosley guy takes one look at it, like snatches your decks out of your hand, and like runs off to his bunk. He's like, his eyes boggle. He's like, ooh.
So, have you guys discovered that you can actually complete the Pokedex by just having the Pokemon in your party and fighting with it?
Well, that makes sense because I do get those triggers all the time for my own team.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's a good idea. I should just bring in one of them when I'm doing that bullshit.
That would make things so much. I still have that fucking Cherub one in my goddamn like.
Yeah, if you just have it in your party
itinerary.
And send it out in, you know, Obsidian Fieldlands to like use its moves, it'll be like, wow, you've seen a Cherub use like Stun Spore. I don't even know if it can learn that. Somebody's going to correct me.
I hate the implication that you would think I would use a Machoke.
Well, you know.
Yeah, well, Bosley is too busy using them.
Yeah. I don't want to get between
that
those
is a
two.
Good tip, though. Thank you.
Yeah. And I, now that this is going on the internet, somebody's going to be like, what the hell is she talking about? That's wrong. And so, but I'm pretty sure that's
no,
true.
You know what? I'm sure you're right because there's Pokedex entries that are like, seen it use a water move 6 times, which you can achieve if it's on your team and you're fighting
yeah.
with it.
Yes.
Yeah. I also pay attention now to the ones that it's like, well, I think one of the Machoke ones, in fact, because I completed that request as well, was like, kill it with a psychic move.
Yeah.
So Drifblim did that. I look at them now when I know that I need to do the Pokedex entry and look up the ones that are like, oh, I can just kill it with this super effective thing. And then you get defeated one plus you get use the move. That's two.
What's that haunting call on the wind? Do you hear that? Unown Hunter D.
Oh, God. It's the worst segment.
What?
Well, you're just running Erica, away with it, probably.
Erica, have you been unknown hunting?
Barely. I think in my main game, no offense, but I like my original game that I'm playing on a profile.
100%ed it.
No, but I'm working on it. I'm sure I have a lot more unknown there, but in this game, I was derelict in my duty.
Wow. Josh?
I'm up to 5. I got one more.
Great.
I got a Z, I think.
Cool. I only caught one more too. The question mark that you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, because I hinted at where that was.
I'm at Dick's Wham.
I still can't spell anything because I have D H W Z question mark.
Yeah, I only have two unknown. I have D and M. What can you do?
D and M. Let's see. What can we do with that?
DM Dungeon Master.
Oh yeah, Dungeon Master.
That tracks with me.
I'm gonna have to pick up the pace on that one, I guess. Falling behind.
One more thing that we're falling behind on, Joshua, before we go into level check. Star check!
Star check.
Erica?
Yeah. This is the one I'm embarrassed about. I am...
Jersey's star count with the survey.
Yeah,
core.
Jersey's star count is not great. She is underleveled. She's still...
Catching up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's only a 4-star recruit. It's a sad, sad state of
Whoa.
Affairs. She's yeah. Cause what happens is like, I'm not really working.
How
there.
Can you even be surviving in these wilds with,
because
with
I'm not taking on alpha Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I think Tanner and I are both like,
I got that hunger
hurling ourselves at like everything.
Yeah. The thing about being underleveled. And I also think part of this is that I've played it before. So like, you know, I'm not as,
oh yeah,
sure.
It's not as wondrous as it was like the first time when I was absolutely like grinding
it
out.
I'm like, I like playing it.
I like playing it too.
Happily grind it, you know, but I've got that like new game lust, you know?
Oh yeah. That new game feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm a level 4, and what happens is that each of the mainline quests, if you're under level, they'll just stop you. They'll just say, you can't go there. I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah. So I go back and, you know, level up just enough to get to the next mainline and take on whatever frenzied
freak,
you know, lord I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Okay.
4, Joshua.
I remain at 6 from last week.
Wow.
I think that even after, and I did not have as much time as I did the prior week, but I think even after like several
steady
returns
on
into Leviton, I'm maybe a little over halfway to 7.
No movement.
But I
no
got
growth.
2 in the previous week, but now, yeah, nothing. 6.
That's fine, no growth. Doug Farmer has ascended. You know, he's huge, explosive growth. And he's up to 6 too.
Okay, so you caught up, but then you hit the wall as well.
It's hard. Yeah.
There is a wall because like in my completed one, I think I'm only like at 8.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's not even going to be like.
It's gotten real slow.
Easy to get to 10 by the end.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I could just be meandering and doing jack all in this game. So.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. I'm loving
great.
Every minute of it.
It's great. It's a great game.
Let's talk about our battle with Frenzied Felectrode. But first, let's talk about the teams we brought into that fight with Level Check.
Level Check.
Erica, Jersey.
Yeah.
I would love to hear about your team.
Judging from my star level, my Pokemon are probably be a little underleveled, but got the job done all the same.
Salt of the earth.
So I have Devil the Typhlosion.
The Devils.
43. That's named after the Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
The hockey or the devil?
The devil.
Okay.
It is a mythological creature from the Pine Barrens.
Wow. Sounds scary.
I have Springsteen, the Dusclops, after Bruce Springsteen.
First the boss.
Do you want to guess how many times I've seen Bruce Springsteen in concert?
A lot.
5?
3 times. 3.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've only seen him once, and it was only because I was seeing the Killers at Madison Square Garden last year, and then he showed up to do the encore. It was insane.
You're so lucky.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I've only seen him 3 times because he's the greatest living singer-songwriter of all time.
Yeah.
Well, he's the boss.
Jersey's own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen. So that's Springsteen the Dusclops, level 48. I caught that one and I'm going to run it.
Yeah, please.
Get myself, Dusknoir? That's what I'm hoping
dust
for.
Noir.
Spooky. That, and a slug, I think, I suspect.
Kind of sluggy.
Yeah, yeah. It is a ghost. It's more like a mummy. It's more like a ghost mummy.
It's got a sluggy tail.
It's like a weird...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taxonomically, it's got a slug tail, so I think it would sort of belong to the slug family.
I guess so. You know? I mean, if you really want to try to ram it through, sure.
I don't. No, no, no.
You run one of those things before, Erica?
Have I? Absolutely not. I tend to like veer away from ghost-type Pokemon, but every time I start a game, I always try to. Like, I always attempt it, and then I always do it badly.
What's your favorite type?
Fire.
It's a classic.
Classic.
It's a classic. I know how to fight it. I know what it's strong and weak against. I always go with the fire types. And Typhlosion.
They're also often handsome.
Or any of you, Typhlosion looks gorgeous, by the way. Hisuian Typhlosion, just like a fucking gorgeous Pokemon.
I hope I get to see it in the game, because I've looked it up, but I haven't. I hope
it's gorgeous.
I battle one at some point.
Big fan. All right. Then I've got Trenton, capital of New Jersey. Staraptor.
Trenton makes, America takes.
America took a lot from Trenton.
Whoa.
That's level 45. I could make that joke because I'm from New Jersey.
What did we take from Trenton? Should I ask?
When you take a train into Trenton, New Jersey,
yeah,
is it Trenton? There's a big like sign.
Yeah. There's a sign that says, it's a sign on like it says America, Trenton makes, America takes. It was like a, was it like a rail? Was it like a steel thing? Or?
Like a railroad
Trenton
town?
Makes, the world takes.
Yeah.
It says it's a big, like, it's on a big railway bridge.
Huh.
You can't miss it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Trenton the Staraptor was level 45. This is a good one. I like this one. House the Luxray. That is named after Dr. Gregory House from Princeton Plainsboro Teaching Hospital in New Jersey.
Wow.
That's what I was going to guess as a joke.
No. I named it after House because Princeton was where I went to high school.
Wow.
And I thought it was very funny. And Plainsboro.
You were so smart that they let you go to high school at Princeton University?
Princeton's a town. Oh my God.
Wait, no. I went to Princeton all the time in college because I had two good friends, and one of them was my roommate who also grew up in Princeton and went to Princeton High School.
I went to a play there.
Oh,
once.
I wonder if I knew them.
Well, it's a sidebar about that after.
We'll sidebar that. We'll take that offline. But yeah, I went to high school in Princeton. I grew up in Plainsboro. So the fact that they name checked two places that meant a lot to me.
Oh yeah.
Was very funny. There was actually a hospital in Plainsboro that was called Princeton Hospital.
Did it have like a sort of like hard-bitten fake American accented detective doctor who could solve any medical emergency?
They kind of botched my grandmother's like gallbladder surgery.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean,
it's probably some renegade hotshot doctor.
Yeah, I wish Dr. House was there. Could have saved us all a lot of grief.
What level is Luxray?
Luxray is 44.
Okay.
Well, that's, what's his, it's better botched gallbladder surgery than what's his joke? Is it lupus?
It's not lupus.
It's not lupus.
Joshua, fucking House casual over here.
And honestly, like if you're in New Jersey and you want to get anything done, go to Robert Wood Johnson. It's just straight up. It's straight up. Actually, this is a segue into my next Pokemon. It is
super valuable tip.
It is straight up the Turnpike. Turnpike, the Rhyhorn.
Oh, yeah.
New Jersey Turnpike means a lot to people in New Jersey, unless you're a Parkway person. The Garden State Parkway versus the New Jersey Turnpike.
I don't have a preference. I hate them both.
I was exit 8A off the Turnpike. So... means a lot to me. So Turnpike, the Rhyhorn, level 39. I'm trying to level this Rhyhorn up. I want a Rhyperior. No, it's hanging around there. I'm trying to get a Rhyperior and it keeps dying.
There was an Alpha Rhyperior running around too that I did not touch.
Tough. Tried to catch it.
Did
tough.
Not touch that one.
Yeah.
Rhyhorn is Doug Farmer's sweetie this week.
Oh.
I caught one sleeping and it's so precious.
Oh, I've seen that. Sleeping. Yeah.
It's so cute.
It curls all out. It's got its little hands under its head. Yeah. I love it.
All tucked in.
And then one more for us.
Yeah, I have Shore off after the famous Jersey Shore. Location, not the show.
Okay.
So I have Shore the Floatzel, level 43.
Ben had a blast.
The Jersey Shore got a bad reputation from that TV show. I was this close to naming a Pokemon Snooki, but I didn't get there yet.
One day.
I think you can rename your Pokemon at will.
I can.
Feel free.
I can, but I like Shore. There are some good places on the Jersey Shore that people should visit.
Jimmy Buffett,
Asbury Park,
Margaritaville.
I was gonna say besides Asbury Park or Belmar.
Long Island, Long Beach Island.
LBI.
Yeah.
LBI was another.
That's a good one.
LBI. We're more. My family goes to like Monmouth Township, so we're in like we're in like Spring Lake near Belmar, those kind of areas. This is all very localized to my growing up in Central New Jersey. So
they should put you on the New Jersey tourism board. I think.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You're gonna get a lot of people to move out there.
Yeah.
It's me raving about the commute.
Don't move to Connecticut. If you're thinking about moving to the East Coast, but not like New York, don't move to Connecticut. Move to New Jersey.
You're done with the gateway to New England.
that was Drew England. Yeah. That's not me.
Right. Okay.
Shed that persona.
Yeah.
Joshua, who you got?
I don't.
Soren. Sorry, Soren.
Soren does not have any giant updates. I need to make some swaps, and I was kind of hoping that I was going to be more enticed on this leg, and I wasn't.
You wandered in the Coronet Highlands and you're like, impress me.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah.
And also, I feel beholden. I'll start with Shervaj, the Sligo, is level 52.
Why is that thing
and
so
I need
Sligo?
To just, it hasn't rained and I need to level it up in the Uh-oh. Rain. And that didn't happen. And I'm trying to move on from this thing.
I see. Because
it's more boring if we both have Gudras.
Well, I'm keeping mine. I'm sorry.
I want to run it for a little bit, but like I want to chop
it. I'm okay. Joshua, we're our own men.
Well, yeah.
Do what feels best to you. Forget the haters.
I've just never gotten to I like Gudra in general because we've gotten into it over that.
I liked being Gudra guys with you.
Okay. Once it's a Gudra,
let's be Gudra
one
guys.
Of these days, hopefully when I boot it up later tonight, it'll be raining.
All right.
Till then, it is an overleveled Sligo. And then I have Philippus Samurott, level 54. And then we have Satet Hippowdon, level 51. That one is close. That's probably chopping block. I wanted to try it out, but just ground type is a little boring.
It's sort of avant-garde, but I can't
boring.
Believe you've had it this long.
Yeah, it's time to shake it up. Amit Drifblim, level 51, will not be shook up.
You're a lifer.
Drifblim is staying. I love the moveset. It looks weird, but I don't care. I like it. Bjarni is shared with Jersey, also a Luxray, level 55.
Luxray is a good Pokemon.
Yeah.
No notes.
And I gotta have an electric. That's my favorite. So unless I see some other one that entices me, Luxray will probably be a lifer as well. Then we have Frangag, Toxicroak, level 54.
Beautiful name.
Probably keep it around.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it. I like that for you.
That's a new one. I mean, most of these I've never run before.
Sort of fucked up, but like kind of cool.
It's got good energy on the field. I like it.
Yeah.
That's it. What's Doug got?
Doug Farmer Slug Charmer has gone full alpha. Squad of alphas.
Oh my God. You would.
Wow.
Seven alphas. Well, sorry, six alphas right now. It's eventually seven alphas.
That is impressive.
I still need to get one more alpha on my Pokemon team, and then we'll be at seven alphas.
And is Doug himself? And you said alpha.
He's the seventh alpha.
He's
yeah,
the seventh alpha.
Slug starter alpha, Alpha West C Gastrodon, level 57. Slug partner alpha, Alpha EC Gastrodon, level 65.
Wow.
Oct armor alpha. Alpha Octillery, level 55.
Oh, you did go for the alpha one. Yeah.
Had good. To. Slime Armor Alpha, Alpha Gudra, level 57. And then Rock Harder Alpha, Alpha Steelix, level 63. I went and caught that Steelix.
I caught it, but mine's in the pasture.
On the chopping block, Duck Charger, not alpha, questionably a slug.
Quite questionable. No bones.
Porygon Z, level 54. And then I caught an honorable mention this week. I caught something that might replace Porygon Z, but I'm going to have to run it by you guys first in a hit segment called Is It a Slug? Rotom.
No.
Look at it.
Well, I don't need to look at it. I know what it looks like. It's not a slug.
Do a thought experiment with me. And it's not a slug.
You too. Do a thought experiment with me.
It becomes a washing machine and a lawnmower and a fan.
Do a thought experiment with me. Google Rotom.
None of those are slugs.
Google Rotom and look at the pure, unadulterated Rotom.
It's like a little fuse.
Yeah.
And strip away the electric arms and the electric aura. And you've just kind of got like a little blobby guy. And that looks like a slug to me.
I'm Googling this.
I don't think I can let you run this Rotom through.
I'm going to go to the...
No, that is a fuse. That is 100% a fuse.
I'm going to go to the original art.
Yeah, you can't also just start being like, hey, what if you... take this Pokemon and you just strip like quintessential elements from it, and then eventually it looks like a slug. That's not how it works.
I'm going to go to the original art. I have the original artist's name now, who inspired the whole Doug Farmer concept to begin with. Their name is Dragon Lord Rin on DeviantArt. I'm going to see if Rotom is represented on this sheet, and if it is, it's in the clear, and you two are going to have egg on your face. Not seeing it. Okay, I don't see it. Fine. Rotom is not a slug. Ugh, outrageous.
No, and you've run enough Rotoms. Like, you can't get on a soapbox.
I'd love it.
Slug box about this one.
All right, fine.
Let's talk about the Lord Electrode.
Smashed it. Well, no, sorry. I didn't smash it. I think you struggled. It killed me several times.
Yeah. You finally got.
Once I did kill it, I killed it pretty hard in one hit.
Yeah, so this was great because I actually had a pretty easy time with this because my MO when I play this game is just run around.
Yeah.
So this was great for me. I was just running around in circles and dodging and yeah, it was great.
Took me so long to figure out that's the strategy. Like,
yeah.
I texted Josh. Yeah, he was like, I did it in one try. What are you talking about? And I was like, I feel like a madman. Like, I guess Doug Farmer's a hard charger because I just like went in for the fight each time and then would just get obliterated by his like heat-seeking electric balls.
I mean, this is so much easier than the Arcanine. I cannot stress that enough.
I agree.
This was a breeze compared to last week.
That was really just the strategy, huh? You just run around until it tires.
You bob and scott around. You're dodging the entire time. You dodge up, get close to him, hurl some bombs, get back away, try to get all the seeker like Voltorbs.
Yeah, and this was
charges,
great because
like gathered together and then yeah.
Because the Suin Electrode is also, I guess, like it's. I almost said
it's like a nut.
I almost said wood type, but I guess it must.
It's a nut.
I guess it must be because
it's grass electric, right?
It's grass electric, right? So I was able to really kick its ass with Devil. Just threw a flamethrower at it.
Oh yeah,
and just one hitted that sucker, and then bombs away. Right?
I couldn't do one hits because my Drifblim has Mystical Fire, but that if it got thundered would have died. So I was doing Toxicroak on this one and doing poison jabs.
I had the Sludge Bomb or whatever on the Gastrodons. So even though it would like hit the Gastrodons pretty hard, if I could get those Sludge Bombs off, I could kill it. It was really just the running from it in the overworld as Doug Farmer that was proving like a skill issue to me.
That was a skill issue, I think, yeah.
I wanted to attack, I guess, but the game was discouraging me from doing that. But we did it.
We did it.
We
defeated Frenzied Electrode, and we are on to whatever's next.
Lord of the Tundra is the next one for next week.
I hope we get a new Ocarina song. I hope that it is Fly.
I'm not saying anything.
Now that we have Sneasler, I don't even know if Fly is that good because we already can fast travel. So
I would love Fly with the ability to throw Pokeballs.
Well, yeah.
So I could just kind of hover 10 feet above everything and throw Pokeballs.
Well,
at
yeah.
It.
Doesn't everyone want that in life?
It's not. I mean, sure, from a gameplay perspective, that would not be great. But think about it narratively. It wouldn't be that hard to implement. Like, put a saddle on a Staraptor and let me ride it around and like.
Like an avatar?
Yeah.
Or like, what's the big dragonfly? Because then it could hover.
Yanmega. Yeah.
And then I could just plop Pokeballs on.
I was thinking about bringing a Yanmega into my team because I caught a bunch of those on this leg.
I'd like
and
that.
And I like it. Like the look.
That's it for us this week. Joshua, Erica, Bug Catchers, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Erica, it's been a true pleasure for us as well. Where would you like the bug catchers to come find you?
Do you want them to find you?
Do I want them to find me? Yeah, I guess I thought about this because I'm not on social media and I don't have a podcast. But I am on social media. I'm on Instagram. You can find me, Erica_H.
Okay.
So that's the only socials I got.
That's cool.
She's got a sweet dog and cat.
Yeah, I thought about plugging my pet's Instagram, but that's weird. You guys, I'll figure out another way to monetize him.
It's a handsome, maybe like pet, maybe like modeling.
Oh, he's a gorgeous dog. You'll see him on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining us, Erica.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts and do follow us at @expsharepod on Threads, Instagram. And apparently, like, Josh is like that skeleton strapped to the big steering wheel in Pirates of the Caribbean, like manning the ride. Sorry, not the movie.
Yeah,
manning the ship over at X.
Oh man,
can't get off. And I find out fun facts from our friend Pokemon Crossroads. So you know,
if you want to interact with a scared, lonely, isolated, frightened Josh, go over to X.
Yeah.
If you want a vibrant, lovely community full of Pokemon, lovely Pokemon people, come over to Threads.
And Threads and Instagram is where the real like bonus content is, where you put up screenshots and bad jokes. Mostly bad.
And we're putting up screenshots of our fucking fits each week, and they're looking good. So
yeah,
far.
We're going to start
the Instagram's been good.
Fit checks.
Oh, that's my favorite part of this game.
I was trying to brag about that earlier. I got a hot new number that you'll be able to check out.
I'm running around in like a shaman fancy outfit.
Ooh, that's nice. I've seen that. Doesn't work for Doug, but it looks nice.
Yeah.
Reddit.com/r/bugcatchers if you want to talk about the show with like-minded bug catchers.
Yes.
And I don't know.
Level checks. Talk,
do level checks.
Yeah. Play last.
Merch. expsharepod.com.
Merch.
Please join us next week when we go take on the frenzied Lord of the Tundra.
Avalug. Slumbering Lord of the Tundra.
Slumbering Lord of the Tundra. In the meantime, I've been Skuntan. This has been Frenzied Flectrode. We've been joined for the first time, and hopefully not the last time, by Gliscorica.
I'll take it.
That's it.
Cheerio.
Chip, cheerio.
Alola. Goodbye.
Smell you later.